אז אנחנו קוראים מתוך
We are reading from the Pesach brochure on page 120, the study of the 10 Sefirot, part 15, item Mem Bet 42, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions at kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Item Mem Bet 42, the words of the Ari. And then, because of the transgressions, the first temple was destroyed. And during the destruction itself, Malchut descended to the back of Yesod of Zer Anpin. However, her upper nine Sefirot did not descend to the Klipot like it was in the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, they rose above inside Zer Anpin to the roots, as mentioned about the matter of the diminishment of the moon. And if it weren't for that great diminishment, there wouldn't have been an ability for the Klipot and the nations of the world to destroy the temple. However, the upper nine Sefirot returned and were concealed above in Zer Anpin, and the Klipot did not rule them. Again, and then, because of the transgressions, the first temple was destroyed. And during the destruction itself, Malchut descended to the Achoraim, to the back of Yesod of Zer Anpin. However, the upper nine Sefirot in her did not descend to the Klipot like it was in the sin of Adam HaRishon. However, they rose above inside Zer Anpin to the roots, as mentioned in the matter of the diminishment of the moon. And if it weren't for that great diminishment, the Klipot wouldn't have the ability and the nations of the world to destroy the temple. However, the upper nine Sefirot returned to be concealed above in Zer Anpin, and the Klipot did not rule them.
Meaning, what have happened? After the exodus of Egypt and the corrections, the conquering of the land, the desire and the corrections within the desire. As we are speaking of being in the land of Israel, the conquering of Jerusalem, and they came to that spiritual degree called the temple. As a matter of fact, they have corrected themselves entirely in Mochin de Chaya. Whatever possible. There's nothing further to be corrected. Not only for the time being, rather in general. So the question is, how come and why was it destroyed? The same kelim that were not corrected overcame and the breaking, the shattering occurred. What kelim? The kelim of the external ones. The temple was not destroyed. How shall I put it? The temple was destroyed by external kelim that belonged to Babylon, to the general, not to Israel themselves. Meaning the breaking is for the sake of those kelim that requires Israel involvement in order to be corrected later on. So this is what have happened in the destruction of the temple. So we have to see, as he says, and later on when they caused the transgressions. What does it mean when they caused the transgressions? What transgressions and who brought it about? Simply, such egoistic desires evoke without a screen, and then the intention corrupts from in order to bestow to in order to receive. Then the temple destroyed. Clear, yes? What, Leo?
So what does it mean that the temple was destroyed due to unfounded hatred or the hatred of Israel?
Well, that is already a result of what have happened in the same kelim that were once corrected in Avot, in Lav Thy Friend as Thyself, after corrections of 400 years in the desert, after the corrections of the land of Israel, after the corrections of building the temple, after all the Naranha in Kechabzon. You see? This is the truly temple that was then. And what have happened? That those same Kelim, the Babylonians, yeah, Babylonians, not from Egypt. From Egypt, evoke Kelim that they took with them throughout history, throughout the process that they received. That received the corrections. And they corrected it. Meriva and despise and all that was there. All that are the Kelim from Egypt. However, when they build the temple and they came to their total correction, then what is there to do next? There's nothing further to do. And what about the world? Now the time has come to correct the world. So the alien force is coming, not from Egypt and not from within Israel. Rather an alien force, entirely foreigner. And it is what have destroyed the temple. Yes.
I understand the picture you're drawing, but I still don't understand why is it ascribed to Israel nonetheless. And also Israel have to perform this correction.
Hold on. When the sin isn't aimed at Israel.
Not ascribed to, I'm saying.
Ascribed, of course. Where you want to ascribe it to the Creator.
No, to the nations of the world, to these
what
Babylonians.
What nations of the world? Who take those things into account? Who takes into account? In those who have a choice and fell from his choice from in order to bestow to in order to receive, or the Creator. Nations of the world are desires that are only in order to receive. They have no free choice, no chance of doing anything else but the way they are operated. So what are you even talking about? Just as now, the same nations of the world even claim that you are responsible for the world, you are to blame. And justly so, because you are the owner of choice. So what are they saying, in other words? That we aren't doing anything in this world? We are incapable of doing anything? Israel are at fault. Why? Because they can do good and they do bad. This is what they are saying. Well, interpret. Maybe they themselves even are not aware. But indeed, this is what they are saying. Well, one thing to say, well, they're saying what they're told, but what's being put in the mouth, but this is what's on. Accordingly here. Well, of course Israel are at fault. What does it mean at fault? The Creator turned things around such way that they cannot sustain the new desire. This is called that the nations of the world are coming and accuse them in their internality. Of course, they cannot hold on to it. They start quarreling and fights between them, etc. And because this is how it was in the first temple, the second temple even more. So, and then come this external application that Nebuchadnezzar are coming and destroying. Yes? This is how it is? Yes.
Catherine from Romania is asking, what's the difference between the Klipa of Egypt and the Klipa of Babylon?
The klipa, shell of Egypt, corresponds to Israel. The klipa of Babylon corresponds to the general. It's a general klipa. Well, yes.
Missing a few shattering, because we've learned the shattering in the world of Nikodem and the shattering of Adam Rishon. So I need additional shatterings of the temple.
This is the shattering of the world of Nikodem.
The temple and Adam Rishon when he broke.
That's Adam.
There is an external and internal description. Can you connect them together? It is as if there are more shatterings than what we have. I'm lacking few shatterings here.
I don't know. If you're lacking shattering, I understand that you haven't discovered yet. But in our roots, just as in our world, there is the world and within it man. Also in spirituality, there is the world and within it man. Adam. There is a world and Adam. Two systems that exist in harmony, in mutual correction, one within the other. It is called the world of Ein Sof, no end, in the third state. In our world are those two states, meaning two systems exist, the external world and man, in a broken manner, both the world and men. So what we need to do is to correct what we are feeling as the world and as the Adam, and bring it to the corrected state. Now, as we are learning about the shattering, we are learning that in the spiritual world there was first wholeness, and afterwards the shattering, and afterwards the correction. The external system of the worlds. And afterwards, Adam was created on the degree of an angel, only the intention to bestow. And afterwards, the desire to receive connected to it. And Adam wanted, just as in the world of Nikodim, which was entirely in the world of Nikodim, in infancy, there was only a desire to bestow. Yes? They added vessels of reception to themselves and broke, accordingly with Adam Rishon. It is said he was an angel, meaning katnut, smallness, entirely to bestow. A desire to receive added to him, called Eve, and he broke. However, it's correction we need to do. If the system of the worlds reached a correction of a katnut, infancy, and is in a standby mode, then Adam is entirely broken. We are the shattering of the external world. We are celebrating, so to speak, on the 9th of Av, the month of Av, on Day of Atonement, the shattering of Adam HaRishon is scrutinized in the 10 days prior to Day of Atonement, when we discover the breaking. Well, I don't know what else to say. Well,
the failure of the people of Israel was predetermined, right?
What a failure, the destruction of the temple?
Yes, they didn't have a free choice there. They couldn't have succeeded, right?
No, they couldn't. There was never free choice till our days.
We're saying that man doesn't receive more than he's capable of coping with. So, how does it go together?
On the way to correction. There's no correction without corruption.
So, can you explain the precise difference between then and now?
There is a plan that in order to... In your mind, it's a corruption, destruction, etc. And if you are looking at... like he give the example, a tailor that begin to cut the fabric, a nice, beautiful 2x2 fabric with beautiful colors, etc., and suddenly he start cutting it off. So it's clear that it is for the sake of correction. Everything is measured only by the goal and not according to the states halfway through. Or along the way. Amikam, let's see. But something short.
Yes, he writes, although the rows above inside the Anpin, these are the first nine of Malchut, and the matter of the diminishment of the moon, and if it weren't for that great diminishment, there wouldn't have been, the Klipot wouldn't have the ability and the nations of the world to destroy the temple. But still, the upper nine sefirot were concealed above in the Anpin and they were not ruled by the Klipot. So if the first nine would have remained below and not, instead of rising to the Anpin and not being concealed in him, then the temple would have been destroyed and the nations of the world wouldn't have controlled Israel, and they rose above not to be ruled by the Klipot. So there's a contradiction here.
The fact that only first nine rows in, not Malchut, it means that they receive from above down, not from below upwards. Not in the middle line, nor above Malchut, or Malchut that rises to Yesod, with all the phenomena called a bylaw, in the second restriction, etc. This is what is considered that they are called, so-called, that they didn't perform the right zivug. Hence the light passed on and went through Malchut. Malchut is not just Malchut, it's the sum of all the sefirot. So they received it. The first I never received, whether they are above or not, it doesn't matter. What's important is Malchut, whether it is included in this zivug or not. It is included in this zivug from above down, below the Parsa. Yes. Like this guy.
Everything looks like the same story, the same movie repeating itself. It's like in the movies or in books. These are the same relationships between people, but every time it's different, but the same. So what is the meaning of showing the same thing over and over again from a different angle? Because what have changed from that time?
You have a creature being a desire to receive. How can you bring it to adhesion and the same state where the creator is? Or same state of the Creator. This is the first problem, the first question that determines everything that will occur later on. That's it. You have no action from there on, which is not for the sake of bringing the creature to the degree of the Creator. There's nothing that is unneeded that can be erased or need to be added. And if you're asking, it's because you don't understand the necessity of each and every element. I need the worlds in order to buy them this patsuf called Adam, or the sum of the souls, its parts, will receive the right influence according to who he is and what he is. Just as we're giving a child when it grows, every time according to the extent he grows. So it turns out that we need an external system, system of the worlds. The system of the worlds need to understand man, need to be in accordance to him. So I need to go through shattering and correction, being included of the same discernments as Adam supposed to be later on. Then Adam within the system appears. It's also a system, right? Ten sefirot called Adam. However, only reveal the state of infancy later on, the state of adulthood. The vessels of Ahab called Eve, his wife. And the zivug, to bestow, in order to bestow, begin to occur. Is coming out nicely, is in Gan Eden. True angel. Later on, he wants to perform a zivug, to receive in order to bestow. He wants to do the more the merrier. This is called the tree of knowledge, the fruit of the tree of knowledge, to receive everything within reason in order to bestow. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and he knew the Creator, etc. Meaning the chibur, the connection. And here is the problem, that it doesn't happen. Why is it, isn't it happening? Well, why shouldn't it happen? Why should it happen? Well, after all, he doesn't know his own kelim, this creature, this system. He didn't know the kelim. He didn't feel any lacks. How would he know the Creator and connect with him through that? He has no malchut, no disod, nothing. Hence, most certainly, he needs to undergo a breaking. Then he does go through the breaking. Now, from the breaking of Adam, we have systems by which he needs to correct himself in bestowing in order to bestow and receiving in order to bestow. And not all at once, just going for it. First bestow in order to bestow, called Israel. That also has to be corrected by themselves. They need to desire to bestow, desire to be together, to formulate once more, and by the external system, accordingly to connect. And then the lower part in them. Hence, they are entering Egypt. The upper part called the fathers, the ancestors, but it's not sufficient. They also need the sons. They enter Egypt, they exit Egypt, they correct themselves, they begin to reach the temple. It is the temple in the Ten Sefirot of Israel. Only the element of Gelgal Teinaim, of the general desire of Adam. The entire Adam. And a half of the entire Adam, called nations of the world, isn't in the picture as yet, neither in the corruption nor in the correction. Hence Israel could be the best or the worst. What is the worst? The best in using the ego in order to bestow, and the worst using the ego in order to receive. You see, scientists, thieves, financiers, whatever you want. Many. You see, you have 60% of Nobel Prize winners. Is that for the good? No, it's not for the good. It's due to using the desire to receive in order to receive, that we are successful in it. To take pride in that, there's not a great reason. Because it's all due to turning Chochmah into a prostitute, as it is written. They're not using it in the right way. This is called a prostitute.
But it had to happen like the shattering, right?
One thing at a time. This is the fact that someone have to be killed or stealing. This is a spin around, but I'm talking about the deed itself. That's it. It has to. Okay, but why the fact that they have to go through this process, that is correct. However, the process itself isn't good. It's opposite to sanctity. You are not connecting the two together as yet. One as if erase the other. Well, I need to do this. Okay, do it. So, am I fine? No, I'm not fine.
It all depends on your perspective.
Mind, you can say whatever you want, but you, as yet, have no ability to connect to opposing things intellectually.
It's great. I can say whatever I want to, but this movie has to be projected.
But at least understand what you are capable. Being Israel would distinguish themselves from all of Babylon, corrected their Gilgal Tainaim, called the ancestors, entered Egypt, began working with their vessels of reception, Achap of Gilgal Tainaim, called Banim, the sons, received the great addition there, yes, and exit. They have corrected Gilgal Tainaim with Achap, theirs, in the first temple, as if. Now they corrected them. Then what about the rest of the nations of the world? What about the rest of the souls? They came and broke them, Israel. From the height of the Melachim of Dachgat, or called Mochin Dechaya, went further, corrected themselves in Mochin Deneshama. This is called the Malchei Tanhim. That also broke. By what? Also by the nations of the world. These are the Greeks, these are the Romans, doesn't matter. Later on we'll talk about the roots. You have Egypt, Greece, and Rome. That's it. And their essence, the spiritual essence, doesn't matter right now. And what occurred by that, Israel entirely fell into being among the nations of the world. So the being the desirable state for correction. Now we need to do the correction. However, by that, the systems, both the worlds and the souls, are ready for correction. I see nothing here that you say too much, too many breakings, or...
I'm not saying anything. This is not my claim. I don't have any claim. But what is the connection between the manufacturer or the producer to the movie itself? Of course, there is a meaning for us to go through all these situations so that it will close on us. But what does the movie say about him?
The movie intend for you to extract among the frames the moral, not the movie itself, for you to extract from here the coefficient, the inner coefficient that stands behind the picture, so that what would flow in you, all in all, you would come to know him. His intentions, his thoughts, the thought of creation of his... That, as a matter of fact, the picture is a picture. However, once included in it, even though you are operated by him, however, as you nonetheless perform it, you begin to attain something that cannot be passed from above down in a direct manner. Cannot.
And let's say the fact that I will understand the script and the moral, is it him or what is it?
Well, from the script, you'll know the script writer, the director, producer, the lot, everything. And we're moving to the next part.
And let's sing a song first, An Ocean of Love.
אתה מרשיע את כולם מתוך לבך עולה תפילה כולנו נשמה אחת ביד שלו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך לעזרתם להינצל הם העתיד הטוב שלך כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שלנו עכשיו הזמן שנחזור